Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It's your host with the most, Jesse Steele. It is Monday, President's Day. Sweet. Everybody gets a day off, for the most part. If you don't, that sucks. I'm sorry. It is the 21st, and I am in beautiful, snow-covered Reno, looking out my ninth-floor hotel room at the Grand Sierra Resort, right by the pool. It's pretty interesting. Everything's covered in snow. You look down, there's still people in the pool. Yes, some people just need to be in the water. So, we're just going to crank this out. Sorry the microphone's so bad. This is just the microphone on my laptop. Is what it is when I travel. So, let's just get into it and get this over with, so I can get back to my vacation. All right, we went over the Zamboni last week. Yes, we did. Start off with the list of candidates for local office has been announced. Some people backed out. Some people didn't. Looks like usual suspects plus a couple more here. So who's running, you ask? Dave Stottlemyre is going for assessor. Amy Shepard for auditor. Danielle Sexton for clerk recorder, Jason Molinar for coroner, district attorney is Tom Hardy, sheriff Eric Pritchard, sheriff Stephanie Rennie, superintendent of schools Barry Simpson, supervisor first district Carl Holger, supervisor first district Trina Oral, third district would be Cody Yeager, and third district Scott Marcelin. So it looks like we'll have a little runoff here with third district, which would be Cody Yeager and Scott Marcelin. First district, which is Carl Holger and Trina Oral. And sheriff, Eric Pritchard and Stephanie Rennie. Currently, Eric Pritchard is acting as the sheriff. But when the election comes, that could change everything. So anyway, and anybody else could throw their hat in the ring between now and June as well. So we'll wait and see what happens there. You can get their contact information if you have questions for them. If you go to the Inyo website, which is elections.inyocounty.us/voting/what's-on-the-ballot. Or just go to Eastern Sierra Now, which has it all listed here. And that being said, we did mention this last week, but we're going to do it again. We will be producing a show that is for local candidates to get their information out there. So I don't think I've seen that before. I've seen interviews in the paper, and Bennett used to do interviews and stuff with people back in the day, but I don't think there's just been a show in the Eastern Sierra where that's what they do. So we are producing a local candidates show. It'll be about 5 minutes or so, air on YouTube or whatever platform I have to use at that point, since the YouTube problem is still going strong. We might just host it on the website and call it good. But God, I got to fix that YouTube thing. Anyway, we will be talking about questions that apply locally, not to statewide big things. We want to know about what's happening in the Eastern Sierra, and we will give the candidates preset questions so they all get the exact same questions. And they are given 1 minute to answer. That's why, that was my take on this, because I, for one, don't like politics. That I find them very boring. Some people really like them. Our host of the show, Amy Smith, really likes politics and finds it fascinating. Me, not so much. So what I said was keep it small for those of us that don't care. We want to know what the person thinks, what they believe, so we know who to vote for. But we don't want to sit here and watch them wax eloquent on why they feel this is what the Founding Fathers said about such a... I could care less. So that's the happy compromise. We're going to send the questions ahead of time. They get a minute to answer each question, which is more than enough, and that gives them a chance to whittle down their answers so they can get exactly the point across that you want to hear and keep it interesting, because I'm sorry to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, we have all lost our attention span. Social media has killed it. Think about how long you can sit and watch something without looking at your phone or fiddling around with something, or going and checking the dishwasher, or going in 100 things. You can't just sit and pay attention. It's pretty rare to find somebody that can do that anymore. So I want to keep this as short as possible so people can pay attention and really get the most from these local candidates and their answers. So that's what we'll be doing. As soon as I get a call back, basically, from any of these candidates, we will start the program. I'm basically just waiting on them wanting to get the word out to you. So I have sent out our proposal to each of them. And also, if you are planning on running and you're not on this list, let me know. We'll get you out there. You know, the plan is to be completely unbiased. That's why the questions are given ahead of time. There's no chance of, you know, somebody that's asking a question being more Republican than the person that's running who's a liberal. You know what I mean? I can't stand Fox News and CNN and all that, where that's their point, is to try to catch people on that stuff. Just get to the point and say the facts, man. You know, this is Walter Cronkite has always been my hero with this stuff. Just say it as it is. If what is being said is inappropriate, say that it's inappropriate. If it's leaning towards one side or the other, don't lean with it. Just give the facts. That's always been Eastern Sierra Now stance, and it always will be. You don't have to lean things one way or another just to make people happy, because what you do is alienate the other half of the people, and that is stupid. So that's what we'll be doing with this. I ranted on, like I said, they shouldn't do. So that's what they won't do. We're going to get this knocked down to 1 minute each. It'll be pretty cool. So that will be next. Basically, I don't have much news today, so I'm trying to drag this on a little bit to make it seem like we actually are accomplishing something. So IMACA is downsizing. Did you guys hear that? They released it Friday. They are going to downsize their help for people in the fiscal departments. So here, I'll read this for you. Inyomono Advocates for Community Action, or IMACA, is facing significant fiscal challenges and will be forced to limit services soon. There's still substantial uncertainty about IMACA's path forward, but what is clear is that in the immediate future, IMACA will only be able to provide services that are more limited in scope than it currently does. The primary goal of IMACA and our partners is to maintain as many services as possible while ensuring the future financial health of the organization. While the situation is clearly very difficult for staff, clients, and families who receive services from IMACA, no stone is being left unturned in trying to avoid this tough outcome. There was no single event that has caused this difficult situation, but instead a wide-ranging mix of fiscal concerns have led IMACA to where it is today, said Executive Director Kate Morley. Some of the financial issues IMACA is facing have quite literally been a challenge for a full decade or more, and others have developed much more recently. In just the past month or two, compounding the situation have been an increased demand for services during the pandemic, significant recent staff turnover, and several key vacancies that have been hard to fill. We hope that by swiftly adjusting programs now, we can assure the long-term stability of IMACA. IMACA is a nonprofit community action agency committed to serving and empowering the low-income residents of Inyomono and Alpine counties in California. IMACA runs 6 preschool centers, 2 affordable housing apartment complexes, additional housing and homelessness services, home weatherization and energy assistance programs, a child care assistance program, and a food program that often serves over 450 households per month. Our number one priority right now is maintaining continuity of services for community members as much as we possibly can, said IMACA Board Chair Carolyn Ballet. We are working hard to keep the food program and energy assistance programs afloat within IMACA. We are also reaching out to community partners to see if they are able and willing to administer programs that IMACA has previously overseen directly. Partners such as Mammoth Lakes Housing, Wild Iris, and the Inyomono County Offices of Education, Inyomono County's the City of Bishop and the Town of Mammoth Lakes, and the Eastern Sierra Continuum of Care have all been of great assistance during these tough times. While we do not have many concrete details to share today, we hope to provide more information about the next steps for IMACA and these important programs in the coming weeks and months. The IMACA Board of Directors would like to extend a grateful thank you to all the amazing and hardworking employees and volunteers who have worked tirelessly to provide quality services over the years, often with limited resources and despite tough circumstances. IMACA has thrived in the past because of community engagement, and it is the sincere wish of the IMACA Board of Directors that the organization will return to thriving again soon. So that's too bad to hear. If there's anybody that can help, give them a hand. It seems like they might need to fill some positions. They might need help in different departments. Maybe somebody has, you know, some experience in that, you know, getting grants and things like that. So reach out to them if you can help in some way, because they're a great organization that really, truly helps our community. So everything that can be done to help them, we should all do. While I'm waiting for the next page to load, I want to thank everybody for subscribing to Eastern Sierra Now. If you haven't done that yet, go to easternsierranow.com, and over on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to the news via email. Is it via or via? I don't know. I've said it both ways. Anyway, we have 845 subscribers now, and about a week ago, we had 760, so we have jumped huge. I know it's because of the fire, but that being said, I hope everybody's enjoying what they're getting. Every time we post something, you get to know the news. That's great. We're moving into an app format soon where that will then be 10 times even more simple. You just have an app on your phone and there you go. You're going to get all the news that you need and the entertainment and info and everything. So thank you for subscribing to that. Again, if you haven't, head over. It's right there. Email address, type it in, subscribe, boom, done. Simple. We are moving into a new format soon where what we'll do, and if you already are subscribed, don't worry, you'll just get a survey to fill out, but you'll be able to click what you're interested in, and that's what you'll get notified on. So if you don't have kids in school and you don't care about school updates, well, you don't have to get those. Well, right now you get everything, but you want to know about fires and you want to know about local hospitals. Well, you can get that every time they come out. See what I mean? So we're going to make it more tailored for everybody. Right now, it just is what it is, but we're getting there. You know, we're building everything slowly but surely, trying to get things more automated and easier and just more in the now as far as tech goes. You know, Eastern Sierra tends to be 10 years behind everybody as far as that. And I'm trying to get ahead of everybody so that way we can all see what's coming and what's going to be. So it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun. So, okay, page loaded. These little guys did a great job. The Bishop JV Mathletes are champions. That's right. Bishop JV Mathletes are champions. Their season recently ended with an impressive first place finish with almost twice the score of the second place team. This is like a 30-0 win in professional soccer or winning the Super Bowl by 7 touchdowns. I'm trying to tell you this just doesn't happen, which makes the victory that much sweeter. JV teams compete in 4 meets each year. Bishop took home first in each meet and brought home 22 individual ribbons. The season ended with Bishop number 1 with 143 points, Tehachapi number 2 with 76 points, Boron number 3 with 67 points, and Rosamond 4th with 66 points. See the rest of those? Super close to each other. Bishop, 143. That's twice what the other guys have. That's insane. The top 15 mathletes in the league are awarded high honors. 7 out of the top 15 are Bishop players. Number 1 in the league, Sam Wilson, 35 individual points. Number 2, Ashley Fitt. Now, Ashley Fitt kicks butt. She's a great runner, too. I really like her family. Number 3, Elias Downard. Number 4, Alyssa Buchholz. Number 5, Cooper Beard. Number 9 is Audrey Coakley. And 13 in the league is Anwin Benson. Good job, kids. That's really incredible. Coach is Dee Buchholz. Is very proud. These kids are incredible. They are so smart and creative in their approach to solve problems. They work great together and enjoy competing. I see a very bright future for Bishop Mathletes. I am so impressed. I also am impressed. Quick story. So when I was in high school, the Mathletes coach, Bill Hunt, asked me to be on Mathletes. Now, if any of you know me, you're going to laugh at that, because later when I went to college and I had to take my placement exams, in English, I placed so high that I did not have to take an English course in college to graduate, and they asked me if I would tutor other kids. In math, I placed so low that I had to take 6 math courses before I could even take a math course that counted for college. They said I might have a learning disability in math, and I didn't argue. I am very bad at math. I can do basic math, no problem, but let's just say the second they came out with smartphones with calculators on them, that was a good day for old Jesse here. Well, anyway, Mr. Hunt asked me to be on the Mathletes, and I'm like, are you smoking on campus? What the heck are you, what? And he's like, no, because you're good at creative problem solving. It doesn't matter that you're not good at math. The point to this is trying to figure a way around it, and you're good at that. I said, okay. So I went on a Mathletes trip. We got there. There was 10 questions. I got 9 wrong, of course. I got 1 within one number. If I would have got one number different, I would have been correct. I have no idea how I pulled it off, but like you said, I just started trying to figure it out. And I think that's the point of mathletes. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to be great at math. It helps you use your brain. It helps you solve and think creatively around problems. And I think that's the key to this. So good job, kids. Excellent, excellent work. And I'm sure there's a bright future for every one of you in anything that you do, much less math. Up next is one that is near and dear to my heart because my girlfriend's kid is on it. Mammoth Nordic team brings home the medals. The Mammoth High School and Middle School Nordic teams competed in the California Nevada Interscholastic Ski and Snowboard Federation state championships at Auburn Ski Club in Soda Springs, California, this past Saturday. That's up past Truckee. And had some impressive results. The state championships are the culmination of a season of competition between schools in the league and are a highlight of the racing season. Competing against eight other schools for both California and Nevada, the Mammoth High School men's team landed atop the podium and won the school's first ever CNISSF state championship. That's right, Mammoth Boys won the state. The race format was a skiathon, individual start where competitors skied against the clock, combining two Nordic disciplines, skiing the first 3.3 K circuit on classic skis, then transitioning to freestyle or skate skis for the second lap of the course. Competitors raced on a course that challenged their skills in climbing steep and gradual hills, descending fast downhills, and grinding flat sections. It took a team effort of individual skiing their best race to win the title, and they did it. The high school women's team skied to impressive results as well, with a second place overall finish for the championships. Senior Mia Karch saved the best for last as she posted her personal best performance of the season in her final race with the team. Mia was both exhausted and emotional as she was presented with a flower bouquet by the coaches and cheered at the finish line by her fellow teammates, waving posters and face cutouts of her to help celebrate her final moment with the Mammoth team. Ella Walker raced to a top five result in the championship after a solid season representing Mammoth High School. Good job to those kids. Mammoth High boys, Dane Karch got second, Cabot Godoy got fourth, Wade Perry eighth, Davin Walter ninth, Jack Leonard 15th, and the Mammoth High School girls, Mia Karch fourth place and Ella Walker fifth place. That's pretty great when you think of the amount of kids that were there. The excitement of state championships is apparent by the glitter on their cheeks and nervous energy. High-octane cheering from the Mammoth High School skiers led to a fantastic day of racing. Weeks of training paid off for both the boys and girls team as they each placed third in the overall team ranking for state championships. Lucan Senior and Olivia Karch led the Mountain Lions, who finished fifth and fourth, respectively. The Mammoth Middle School boys, Lucan Senior 5th, Nat Parker 17th, Will Parker 32nd, Noah Parole, excuse me if I got that wrong, buddy, 43rd, Mammoth Middle School Girls, Olivia Karch 4th, Pearl Johnson 19th, McKenna Smith, whoop whoop, 23rd, and Kylie Walter, that's 28th. Good job, kids. That is incredible, seeing as the amount of kids that were there. The Nordic team coaches, Ben Higgins, Jeff Byberg, Kathy Kirkby, Nancy Fiddler, and Isaac Kreisman, are very proud of these student-athletes. We'd like to give a special shout-out of appreciation to the supportive parents, volunteers, Eastern Sierra Nordic Ski Association board members, Tamarack Cross Country Ski Center, Mammoth Mountain Ski Area, and a host of others who have contributed to the success of the Mammoth Nordic program. Thank you, team. And that was written by the Mammoth Nordic team coaches. Good job, kids. Excellent work. Now we say, if you live in Mammoth, you need to be on the ski team. I mean, you live at a world-class resort. You should be doing that and participating and learning for free from people like Nancy Fiddler. Are you kidding me? You know, these are huge, you know, Olympic-level athletes that can teach you things. You know, it's pretty crazy not to be out there doing that. So, good job, kids. So, up last, I just want to remind you, High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electrical infrastructure in the Bishop area. What does that mean? give ideas on how to keep electricity from going down when we have fires. That's what that means. And they want your input. So if you want to go to the survey, just go to easternsiernow.com. You can click on the story, which is kept at the very top of the newsfeed, or at the top right, swapping out with Copper Top, you can click on that, and that will take you directly to the survey. So please do that. You have until March 1st to make that happen. So that's going to be it. I'd like to thank again our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. You guys are amazing, and you are helping keep this going, as well as all of our sponsors. We have quite a few that are fantastic. If you're interested in being a sponsor, now is the time. It is as low a price as it's ever going to be. We are building right now, and once it gets higher, that's going to go up. So now would be your time. You definitely want to get in on this. We're a growing company. We're 7 months in. We're already competing with everybody else and beating on social media by far. So this is definitely what's happening. We're moving up in technology. We're doing a great job, and I have a great team around me. You know, and the, I don't know, do you call people fans that go to this? Let's just say fans are fantastic. I have such great people commenting, just leaving notes, letting us know that we're doing a good job. That's, you know, that's the best. And so, you know, like I said, the High Sierra Energy, Copper Top, Astorgas, Giovanni's, The Stove, Brood Awakening, Black Tie Skis, the Mammoth brand is the best. High Point Solar, you need to get solar panels, everybody does. Shorty Speed Shop, you need your car fixed, that's the guy. I mean, we have fantastic sponsors. We have fantastic people. I mean, this is, the sky is the limit with this, and I am so excited to be at the ground of building this and behind it. So if you want to get behind it some way, let me know. Maybe you're a photographer. Maybe you like to write. Maybe anything. You just want to get your stuff out there. Call me. We can do some editorials. We can put out some opinion pieces. I am game. We just want more content and more stuff to keep the Eastern Sierra connected. That's the point. This has gone on a long time, so I'm going to call it. So from the beautiful GSR and snowy covered Reno, I am Jesse Steele, and I will talk to you tomorrow.